From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your buzzworthy news update for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. We have some more clues about the recently discovered buzzworthy Bumblebee product branding, first seen on an all-new Core Class Bumblebee figure. In-Demand Toys subsequently shared more stock photo assets, showing a product range of several figures. Everything shown so far, aside from that new mold Bumblebee, has been movie-related. The stock photos include repackaged versions of Studio Series 15 classic Camaro Bumblebee with Charlie, Studio Series 26 World War II Bumblebee, Studio Series 40 Shatter, car mode, and Studio Series 74 Modern Camaro Bumblebee with Sam. The figures appear to be simple repacks of the previously released toys, with only the buzzworthy branded packaging to distinguish them from the original offerings. Studio Series 74 Bumblebee has not actually been released to retail yet, and would be due at least one wave after the initial Studio Series 86 Deluxes. Depending when these pieces of buzzworthy product hit, it might be the retail debut for that figure. This set of figures supports the initial speculation that Buzzworthy Bumblebee is a subline in its own right, and that it will include Bumblebee-related toys from various existing lines, as implied by the use of Evergreen-style character art. We now have some pointers as well for where these toys may end up. Target's system has an entry for the Core Class Bumblebee figure, which is priced at $14.99. That's what we expected for a Core Class plus tiny accessory figure. And just today, another find was made at Target. A Mega One-Step Changer Bumblebee with the Buzzworthy branding, representing Age of Extinction with that movie's logo also present on the package. That was found in the store at a Target in Wisconsin. No official statement has been made about any of this. But these two discoveries lend support to my original conclusion that this line is planned as Target exclusive for the US. One of the items hitting shelves now also points to the lineup probably planned to hit stores in January or with the next toy department reset, whichever is later. There's no sign so far of any Cyberverse-related toys being involved, though it's plausible that if there were, they might be sticking to things like the Warrior or Scout toys in order to give a more varied selection of price points. That could also explain why none of those have been dug up so far. If this subline is due to properly hit stores in the coming few weeks, we should hopefully expect official word about it very soon. The RFC News Desk and other RFC News content is made possible by your support on Patreon. Become a patron today at patreon.com/tfradio, and you can help us keep making content like this while getting access to exclusive patron content and other benefits. You can also buy RFC merchandise like shirts, mugs, masks, mouse pads, and probably more, all featuring great original designs. Check out our shop at tfradio.net/shirt. Or help us out just by doing your regular Amazon shopping. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon and then shop just like you normally would. You won't pay any extra, but we will get a tiny bit of referral bonus for almost everything you buy. For more News Desk content, go to tfradio.net/news. You can find all of our shows, including our decades-long archive at tfradio.net. Radio Free Cybertron records every Wednesday night, and you can watch it at tfradio.net/live. Visit our Discord server to interact with us during the live show, or just hang out and chat during the rest of the week. That's at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.